I would love a two-dude intro. And then, while we get ready to roll into the actual main event, I think it'd be... at least it's interesting to me, so that's all I really care about. Mm-hmm. Is like your day from start to finish. I mean, I heard you almost ended up in the wrong state. I mean, why not just like have a little pregame about... I mean, this is all about Juno's experience on... and his Stardom American dream, right? So I'd love to hear it from start to finish, because then you almost fucked up your way home, from what I understand.
Well, maybe.
Hey, this is for us, baby.
Oh, man.
I am a rainbow.
Removed. I saw a rainbow warrior.
You met Jacob?
For a minute.
Oh, shit. Are you going to end up in his next video?
I don't think he wanted to talk to me.
Really?
That or just a random guy that looked like him? That could also be true.
Did you say, hey, Jacob? Jacob Howard?
I think I just said burrito.
and so you just yelled burrito and someone just looked up. I mean, chances are...
Yeah.
That's funny. I do have like one crazy filter going on here. What is happening? Hi, Aqua Dragon. Hi, Chris. Oh. He didn't see you guys at Philly. Well, we're about to... we're going to watch the show for as long as YouTube will allow live. And I have a feeling Juno will be all over it, front and center. With our friend Hendrix.
True.
That's fantastic.
All right.
Well, let's get into it proper, and then you can tell me about your day, because I would like to start off by saying, Juno, and everybody else, welcome to the Stardom Fan Podcast. I'm Mark.
I'm Judo.
Hey, buddy. And today, the plan is, while we are live on Thursday, a whole entire week ago or so, there was this thing called like Stardom American Dream in Philly. And I have been so busy that I haven't been able to watch it. But you were there. So I would like to hear, if you would, your entire experience. And then we'll just watch the show while we're at it. And hopefully, if you will, if something's interesting or something piques a memory of yours from being there live and in person, please pause it and tell me a good story.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, I want to start off with just one question.
What is that?
If people say...
Oh, hang on really quick. I have a prop.
Oh, I had another one too. I forgot. We'll have to get all propped up real fast. I lost Juno. I'm going to do a Bailey bit real quick. So bear with me. Maybe he'll find it funny.
All right. I say it's a prop. It's just a story.
Oh, well, I actually forgot. I was going to start off like this, but the problem is you can't actually see with these things on.
Whoa.
Buffalo was in the 100% totality zone, baby. It was eclipse fever, but then it was cloudy and I couldn't see anything. So I also didn't need these stupid China made glasses. Dude, who knows? They even got the date wrong on it. They like put the date on it.
How much did you just get ripped off? Is that one of those like 3D glasses they give you at the movies?
Well, first of all, Marty McFly, they haven't had those red and green 3D glasses since like 1988. All right,
and there's never been
the oldest young man I've ever met.
And there's never been hasn't been a reason to go to the movies since 1988.
That's close to right. But before, just to get this off my chest, and then because it's probably the only bit I have before I just let you be entertaining. So yeah, Bailey super fan here. What I was wanted to pose the question was. People say, now, obviously, I'm a Stardom fan, and I prefer most Joshi, right? However, I started watching late, and I never watched Yoshirai, but people want to say that she is one of the best Joshi of all time. Bailey beat her fair and square in the middle of the ring, does that make my girl Bailey the greatest Joshi of all time?
I mean, I think that's how it works.
I think that's exactly how it works, right? It's like a title. So we got the bracelets on. We're ready to go. Now on to your day, please. Or anything you got.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Dude, I haven't talked to you in a week. I feel like we could go on just about forever. So I don't know, start from the beginning. It all turned out when you got drunk one night and bought a plane ticket to Philadelphia. That was wild. Or was that after you returned your plane ticket that you bought to Cork and Hall because you realized you don't have a you don't have a passport?
They would not let me enter Japan. I tried. Yeah, that was a thing. I was very drunk, and I had everything set up. I had the plane tickets. Then I was like, oh, crap. I need a passport. And I'm looking at how the fuck do you get a passport? And I'm looking at that. And then I realized, oh, shit. And then I checked, and like they were not letting me into Japan. I was not allowed entry. I don't quite remember the reason why.
Well, because when you wrote down, because I think they actually care about, like, their visitors, if you will, that come to their country. So when they ask reason for visit, you just wrote down Utami, like, for all eight reasons.
Yeah.
It might have came across weird. And I even think, like, the three of the times you spelled it wrong. And then one of the time you tried to do her symbol, and you just, like, obviously screwed that up. So it definitely wasn't looking good for you.
You do, like, the two little trees, and then it's, like, the other bit.
A couple arrows, yeah, I think a house, something like that.
Listen, you're acting like I'm the first person that ever did that. Anyways.
<Yeah. laughs> I'm having a blast already.
Yes, I did fly to Philadelphia and then back the same day just to watch this Stardom show.
Yeah, that's wild. For anyone that doesn't know, you currently reside in Tampa. So it wasn't just like, hey, I'm going to drive 45 minutes.
Right.
And, you know, no, you got woke up and at one point ended up in Philly, and then you were home in time for dinner.
Oh,
is that about how it worked? Mom had sauce ready? Is that what's going on?
I think I woke up at like 5 a.m. And then I was like, fuck this. Like, I can get to the airport later than that. And like went back to sleep. And then I made it to the airport, and I'm walking through the airport, and I didn't get stopped by TSA for like a concerning amount of time, where I'm like, aren't they supposed to at least pretend that they're doing something?
But no, yeah, you would think so.
Well, I guess the show took place in like the ECW arena building. I don't know anything about ECW, but they had the signs up, and they have they had like hanging from the rafters. It was like the Hardcore Hall of Fame. So like they had Bubba Ray went in this year. That's wow. The only one I paid attention to. But it's like, oh, I guess this is like an important building. And they were giving tours, and I kind of just wandered in a couple hours early to like before the Stardom show. So I was just walking around the building. Like,
people were paying for
this tour, and I'm like, well, if you just don't tell anybody, if you just here's a little tip for you, just act like you're supposed to be there and no one asks questions.
No, because because most of the employees, they just don't give a shit anyway. So like,
yeah.
as long as you act like you're not doing anything wrong, then apparently you're not doing anything wrong. What I'm interested is that arena is like, I don't know, Madison Square Garden light. It is so famous. It has so much history. If you liked, I don't know, garbage wrestling in the 90s, right. But like, it's actually, I don't know. That arena is a big deal. That's pretty cool. That I didn't realize that's where they were wrestling. And that is fucking wild. It's really upsetting me that I'm pink on your screen. It's funny because I'm actually watching my stream on my screen and I'm not pink. I'm actually normal. Except for some weird effect going on. I don't know what that is. I'm like clipping.
You're even like more pink when I when I look at it. That's funny. Oh.
It's. Yeah.
Now you're extra pink.
We're just going to deal with it. Oh my God. What happened?
You're extra pink.
Like.
Oh, it's worse. What? It's getting worse.
I screwed up the. It's like the autofocus is.
Oh, that's better.
It's screwed up slightly. Now I'm green. I don't want to be green. I'm going to keep putting my hand in front of the camera until the autofocus fixes.
It's fixed.
Who'd have thought that's how it worked? The autofocus had to keep resetting.
All right, so.
Oh, man, that's too fucking funny.
I land in Philly like a couple hours early. Actually, no, that's not true. I didn't land in Philly. I took a plane, and then I get off the plane, and it's the tiniest airport I've ever fucking seen. Like, they're just letting people off of every side of the plane, like just staircases everywhere into a parking lot. I'm like, okay. And then I go into this building. The building is like smaller than my house. And you walk through one door, and then like you take 10 steps and you're out of the airport. And then I'm looking around. I'm like, all right, where am I? I'm like, I am in the wrong state. I landed in New Jersey, not Philadelphia. So I was like, oh, all shit. So make it into Philly, get there early. Do you want to know? I mean, I have most.
Well, you don't mind if I interrupt along the way, do you? No. Because I need to live my life through you, because what you did is absolutely, like, it astonishes me. Like, I wanted to go so bad, I couldn't pull the trigger. And I live in Buffalo. I mean, I could have drove there and been there before Tim Hortons opened. That's it, but I still couldn't pull the trigger. But you did, so I got all the questions.
Right.
So, what time did the show start?
Three.
So, and then you got there with definitely plenty of time. What are you doing? Going right to the thing? I mean, you got a one track mind at this point. You're only going to Stardom. Are you getting yourself a Philly cheesesteak? Are you drinking some kind of shitty Philly beer? What's going on down there?
Well, it's in like a shitty part of town, and everyone's like, everyone is saying this part. I'm looking around at this part of town, and everyone's like, this part of town used to be shitty. And I'm like, it's not shitty now. Like,
it's all perspective, baby. You should have been here 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'm just walking around Philly, and I find like some place that's open, and it's this like tiny like restaurant with like Mexican guys running it who don't speak English. And I'm like pointing at the food. I'm like, you got food. I'm like, here, I have money. You have food. Let's work. This isn't complicated. And then they get me my food. What did I get? I got pizza from Mexican dudes who like only make tacos. It was actually pretty good. And then I walked over to a McDonald's, and I was talking to like two 90-year-old guys. They were talking about like the Phillies. And then they was like, oh, they're talking about wrestling. He's like, you remember King Kong Bundy? I'm like, oh my God, King Kong Bundy. And I'm waiting in line, and then I see a Wild Hendrix.
Well, here we go. Perfect. I was going to say this. Like, so.
Oh, you cut out. Oh, hang on. Say that again.
And you're in. So you got here at noon.
Yeah.
And you're in the wrestling mecca.
Sure.
And you're not surrounded by a whole bunch of wrestling nerds. Like, already, it's not like you're stupid earlier. You're there at noon. You're not just like, my assumption was like, there'd just be wrestling geeks all over the place. No matter where you look, you can't help but see some weirdo with a boa or something.
They have a bar that wasn't open. And then after the show, I go over to the bar, and they're like, last call. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like not even, it's like 5 o'clock. It's like, oh, this is like not hardcore at all. This is like,
I know where we are there. It's like 5 o'clock AM. That makes sense. All right. Some people got to go to work in an hour.
Like, if you're like a classy bar, you might end at like midnight, and then you just go like to the like dive bar next door. That's like, we're open till 7 AM.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
you're eating tacos at a Mexican place, and you just happen to run into my favorite Mexican.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now there's, who did I see? I saw some wrestlers walking by. I don't, there's a bunch of people, I think from like Spark and what, or on that Spark show or whatever, who were sitting in like a different section, and they got like,
oh, that's cool,
brought into the building.
They had an entourage. What was your first clue, that they were like 5'3", 97-pound Asians, or that they had an entourage?
No, they were wrestlers. They were like the 5'3", 300-pound like Aja Kongs.
Oh. Nice. Just as good.
Yeah. This is what annoyed me. So I'm getting there early. I'm looking at the merch. This little thing I'm holding up. That's all the merch that they had. Nothing good. They didn't have anything like America themed. They had like socks for $25. Like, get out of here.
It's actually sort of, Juno, I wouldn't have expected that. And I think they dropped the ball on that, because this is one of those shows. I mean, it's possible it's a once in a lifetime, or at least, and not very often. Like, you know, you're going to see WWE twice a year. You know, AEW is going to come through, but they're not going to advertise, so you're going to completely miss the show. But Stardom, like New Japan, stuff like that, I mean, you don't know when they're going to come. Sometimes they never come to your area. So to drop the ball with merch like that, because that's where they make their money. Like, you've been to the New Japan show. I've been to a show. It's like, that's where they make their money. It's like, I'm going to buy everything. Because I don't know when I'm ever going to see you again. One of everything, please, right? It's like either that or you're going to go on Buy-E and pay triple anyway. So I might as well pay these prices, which look shitty, but are nowhere near as bad as they're going to try to do to you.
But, dude, it's like there's a cheer towel, but it's not even any of the factions. They got a Stardom bag. They got a Stardom bag that doesn't have the Stardom logo. It just says Stardom.
So they're also not only that, but they're also not putting over, like, no one's selling their own merch. Stardom's just actually pimping themselves.
Oh, that's funny you say that, because outside of the, there was a couple merch stands, but for Ram and Saki. So I don't know why there wasn't any merch for anybody else. But when Spark was in Florida, I may or may not have owed Saki some money.
Well, one, that's hilarious. And two, but that's where I judge all this by. Well, because like I said, I live all my experiences through you.
Yeah.
You go to Spark and like you went to, like I saw Ring of Honor in New Japan forever ago. So like, I sort of know that side of it, but you've been to the Spark and a New Japan show in Florida. They're hanging out. They want your money. Like it almost sounded like, you came with probably more money than you should have spent and wanted to give it all to them. And they're like, nah, it's all right. No time for that. No time for your money. You know?
Well, coming full circle, I may have like owed Saki some money from the last show I went to. So I'm like, oh, she's got a little merch thing. And I bought like a new, it's hard to see the green screen thing I have up, a new Saki thing to put up. So now I have two.
Oh, cool.
So every show I go to.
I'm looking at my screen trying to see it.
Every show I go to, I'm going to slowly just like start adding to my Saki collection.
So if you have any extra Saki keychains laying around, feel free to send one over my way.
What do I got? I got a Macho Man. You want a Macho Man?
You can't give me one that I gave you.
Oh, shit. I got...
You can't re-gift it. You can, but not to me. You were supposed to re-gift it to your brother.
Well, I wanted to keep it.
It's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to send it to Mark next year. That dumb ass won't remember where it came from.
You want a Mirai? I got a Mirai.
A Mirai? Ah, she's dead to me, too.
My God, what is this? Oh, I got a Starlight Kid.
Oh, I'll take it. Just save it for me. When I come to Florida or you come to Buffalo, we'll exchange it that way. Real quick in the chat, Chris is right. Judo, your Saki collection will eventually rival and then be bigger than the Utami collection. I think you definitely are getting close to having like a one favorite. And maybe not a 2, but almost like a 1A and a 1B.
With Saki?
Yeah, you're like Spark Joshi champion Saki, and like love has been like it's always been high, like since you first saw Colors, and it hasn't gone down. If anything, it's got bigger to the point where, I mean, how many wrestlers can you say you owe money to? And you haven't been blocked.
I think I stole over $5.
Holy hell, hold on a second. Now we can finally start the show proper. Super producer number two, Andrew Richardson, has showed up.
Damn.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's my seat. Just, like, nuts.
Oh, my God. Dude, did you do best available, or did you just happen to accidentally be smack dab for... I mean, I've gotten first row for, like... some shows before. I'm in the corner, I'm behind the cameraman, the turnbuckle's in the way. How did you get first row? Boom, smack dab in the middle, boom, staring at the entrance. That's ridiculous. That's like green shirt guy level seats.
The entrance is like to the left of this photo.
Oh, okay. So your seats aren't nearly as good as I thought they were.
I mean, I'm on the up. Well, when we watch the show, people
Well, you're facing the American flag.
Yeah, that's like the hard cam. So like people were I got people like were texting me like rewatching this show and they're like, you are all over it. I'm like, oh, cool.
That's cool. Well, that's why we're gonna watch it. I want to see my favorite Bieber fan. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. This is like all my videos. I don't actually know the order of them.
No, please do. I told you, it's my fault if it's like because I wanted. You said, wait, man, what do you want me to share? I said everything. I want to see everything you did.
Yeah, like that's the stage.
Oh man, that's a cool arena too, though.
Oh, I tried to turn my phone, but yeah, it is. The arena's like it was fucking gorgeous, dude.
Why is there New Japan colors over there? Did they do the whole cross promotion thing?
Oh, because there was like two ads that played on loop 40. Dude, we're gonna go for 5 hours. There was two ads that.
Well, I said, if this has to turn into a part two, so be it. I think we could do this for a while and have a little fun with it.
There was two ads that played. One of them was like promoting like the show, you know, the videos they always play like after a pay-per-view, like promoting the shows that are coming up.
Yeah.
And then the other one was like, do you want to join the New Japan Dojo? And I'm like, not the first 18 times it played, but you know, now I'm considering
now I do.
It. Yeah.
Do they have one in Florida yet? Oh shit.
So yeah, that's that video.
Rose Gold was popping bottles last night. Hey, it's Juno.
Yeah. I tried to take a photos on the stage and the lighting was fucking everything up.
How the fuck did you get to the stage? Why do you do these things that there's no way you're supposed to do? There's a fence there, like a barricade.
Why didn't
you just ask the security guard to take your photo while you were at it?
I considered it.
So fucking good.
Oh, I was talking to some guy. Got these belts on eBay. I'm like, oh shit. But yeah, that was super cool. I'm like, well, shit. Maybe.
So he was showing off his belts, and you asked if you could take a photo.
Yeah.
And you didn't even include the kid in it. You accidentally took a picture of a quarter of his face. You're like, no, just I want the. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's cool. So what are they doing here? Just sort of pumping in music and you pumped up before it started? How early are you when you actually are allowed to go in and see what's going on?
Like a half hour, I think.
So they open the doors a half hour? No,
well,
they doing...
opened them an hour before. But...
Are they doing merch tables and signatures or any of that kind of fun stuff?
No, I showed you the photo of the merch. That was all the merch they had, except for Saki and Ram.
That's so weird. So at the Stardom show, the only girls that are selling their own stuff are sort of technically not 100% affiliated with Stardom.
I think they're affiliated.
Maybe that's how they got it on the show. Yeah, but maybe it was one of those things where like, yeah, we're going to wrestle here. Don't even worry about paying us. We're going to make enough money. We're going to make more money than you guys anyways.
Yeah. Oh.
What are they wrestling on? They didn't even put a mat down for these girls?
You don't need mats.
Oh, did they all walk the opposite way?
I may have touched a couple Joshis. That sounded
weird. That is amazing. No, it sounded perfect. Because Kashima is stunning. And you are right. Ram Kachao is the smallest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, shit. She is. But the balloon goblin Mei Sierra is like maybe like an inch taller than her. So she is tiny too.
So what's your, like, what's the vibe you feel? Do you think the girls like really like the crowd and how wild you guys are? Like it was a good time for everyone?
We watched the show. I hope it comes across as loud as fuck in this building.
Yeah, cool.
My phone camera wasn't like obviously picking it up, but it was so loud.
Well, it sounded loud right there. And, you know, I try to sort of catch like people's, you know, catch them sort of smiling a little bit, you know, having a good time.
Oh, I kind of, May comes out and gives this guy like her little wrist tape thing like she does. And that's like one of Hendrix's friends. So I think I freak out. I'm like, dude, that's your boy.
Oh, that's that's awesome, man.
And then, because I was talking to him after the show, and then after the match, Saki took one of her ribbons or whatever the hell and like threw it at his face. She was like, she threw that at me.
Judo, if these aren't a bit of chrono... It is the C right in the corner. I can hear Hendrix yelling too, that's funny.
Yeah, that's your boy.
That's awesome. If this is sort of in like order of the show, do you wanna, is it, or is it, I mean, you're also producing your this beautiful show here. Are you interested? Do you think it'd be worth sort of going back and forth, like watch some of it live and then maybe watch it from the pieces from your angle, something like that?
After? Yeah.
Yeah, like we'll watch it. We'll watch it live or whatever and then go ahead and like, you know, watch the stuff that was from your perspective. I think we could have a little fun doing that. I think that's a good time.
I like it.
Nice. All right. And all that will happen in part two of the Joshi Mania Pod. Hey, thank you guys. This has been a blast. Juno talking about its trip to Philadelphia. Oh, man. I mean, just talking about getting there, you know, getting all riled up, ready to see the fights. I mean, what a show. And then in part two, if you're on the podcast, we're going to play the audio. But if you go to startinfan.com and click the links for the YouTube, I mean, you can watch along. But, I mean, it'll be entertaining listening to the commentary. But watching along, obviously, will add a little something because what we're going to do in part two is watch the matches. And then Juno has a bunch of pictures and videos from the front row, which is interesting because he's literally on the other side from the hard camera. So it's almost like watching the entire match, or highlights from the matches, but from the opposite angle. That's something you don't get to see too often. So that's fantastic. I'd like to thank a couple people, most recently the top kawaii of our coffee. You can support us at stardomfan.com. We'll have our coffee links, our Patreon links, all that kind of stuff. But Raymond was our most recent donor on coffee. Thank you very much for that. And then we have our patrons, the Twilight Dream is a Stardom Fan fan. And Jake Ebert is the World of Stardom Fan Champion. Thanks, guys. We'll see you on part two.